How much of nothing does it take to make something? A speech delivered by Russ Dearborn at Moscow English Conversation Club. I was doing a little web surfing when something caught my eye and got me thinking. I came across the web page of the British National Space Center, which apparently coordinates United Kingdom space exploration efforts. Since their business is to explore the universe, they were kind enough to explain where it came from. Quote, "Our solar system is part of a galaxy called the Milky Way, which is one of billions of galaxies in the universe. The Big Bang is the leading theory about the origin of the universe. It suggests that around 15 billion years ago, a huge cosmic explosion sent matter in all directions through space. So far, so good. But here is where it gets interesting. We shouldn't think of the Big Bang as an ordinary explosion with a central point of ignition. It was an event that happened simultaneously everywhere, creating space and time in an instant. Let me repeat that. It was an event that happened simultaneously everywhere, creating space and time in an instant. Since the British are in the know on cosmic matters, I decided to see if NASA would concur. NASA is the agency in charge of the United States space program. Lo and behold, our space cowboys at NASA agree with the Brits. NASA claims that, quote, the Big Bang did not occur at a single point in space as an explosion. It is better thought of as the simultaneous appearance of space everywhere in the universe. End quote. Wow. Try to get your mind around that one. Remember the old Big Bang theory? It postulated that all of the universe was condensed into a central point the size of a pin and exploded outwards from that point in all directions. That was pretty amazing. But this more recent idea is even more astounding. Time, space, and all matter appeared everywhere at the same time in a violent explosion at least 15 billion light years across. It boggles the imagination, though it apparently follows from the observations of astronomy and applied mathematics. But what really caught my eye is what those insightful Brits said next. Quote, "What caused this to happen is a question we may never answer. Our current knowledge of the universe stretches only to a fraction of a second after the Big Bang took place. According to the theory, there was no space and time before this, and therefore nothing to explode, and nowhere for it to explode into." Let that sink in for a minute. Quote, "According to the theory, There was no space and time before this, and therefore nothing to explode and nowhere for it to explode into. They have just said several remarkable things. Number one, time did not exist prior to the Big Bang. Time and the universe are not infinite. Both had a beginning. Number two, not even the emptiness of three-dimensional outer space existed prior to the Big Bang. That is why there was nowhere for matter to explode into. Number three, that the effect, the universe, was much greater than the cause, which is nothing. And number four, finally, the astonishing claim that everything comes from nothing. It seems to me that there is objective evidence to support the notion that time and the universe are not infinite. If time nor matter did not exist, then the absence of three-dimensional space prior to the Big Bang seems reasonable enough. But what about this idea that everything can come from nothing? We are being asked to believe that the entire universe popped out of nothing, fully charged with energy. If I told you that this piano came from nothing, you might be a little skeptical. Let me ask a question. How much of nothing would it take to make this piano? There is no amount of nothing sufficient enough to make a single atom, let alone this piano. Nothing plus a lot more of nothing equals nothing. To believe that this piano or the universe can come from nothing is like a man who has no money in his bank account but keeps checking his bank statements to see how much interest he has earned. If there is nothing in the bank, in 1 month he will have no interest. 1 year later, his interest will be nothing. In 100 years, his accrued interest will still be nothing. And if the bank is still sending him statements in 10 billion years, his interest will add up to nothing. Nothing comes from nothing. Out of nothing, nothing comes. So why does the universe exist instead of just nothing? Where did it come from? There must have been a cause which brought the universe into being, and the cause has to be greater than the effect. Actually, most of the Big Bang theory fits in rather well with what the Christian theist has always believed. To have a Big Bang, you need a Big Banger. For every effect, there must be a cause. Logic and the evidence suggests that the only sufficient cause to create something like the universe is God. Now I put it to you, which do you think makes more sense? That the Christian theist is right, or that the universe just popped into being uncaused out of nothing? I, at least, have no trouble assessing these alternatives.